Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this midday edition of Stephen Bannon. That's a reference to one of the trending items today, talking about Steve Bannon, and we'll get to that soon enough. I am Miles Gray, for the record. And that over there, that's super producer, Becca Ramos.
Hello. Becca.
How are you living?
I'm good. It's hot as hell today.
Ooh. In New York, what's the high? What's the high in New York today?
God, that's a great question. I just like did a bunch of errands in the morning and was like, it's too hot to stay outside. But
yeah,
let's see.
It is
92 right now. The high is 93. Low is 77. And you think growing up in Texas, I'd be like, this is chill.
I'm built for this. Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. Can't.
Oh, you're burnt. Oh, you're saying your heat shit, your heat sensors are burnt out?
I do still think I'd rather deal with this heat than deal with the winter. I have accepted that. I have lived out of Texas for 5 years now, where I have experienced real winter for those past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I do miss a hot winter.
Yeah.
I don't want the snow anymore. I'm sick of it. I like my cute fall outfit. I wear my boots. I got it nailed down. The outfit's nailed down.
Yeah,
but,
me too. And I don't even live in a place with seasons.
But the actual cold of it,
mm-hmm.
Honey, I'm staying at home. I'm taking antidepressants. I am.
I'm putting that UV light on me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because I was unwell last winter. Mm-mm.
Ooh, okay. Well, hey, we can swap places because, well, New Yorkers, I know whenever I pull up when it's cold, they're like, bro, you look like you live out here. I'm like, that's my fantasy.
Like I'm ready.
Yeah. Like, I think I've been looking at this coat for fucking 9 years and I can finally wear it. Anyway, let's talk about what is trending. Up top, Steve Bannon, because this dude, he's having his like contempt trial because he, you know, was subpoenaed to go talk to the January 6th committee. He's like, yeah, okay, we'll see about that. You can find me in court. Cut to him in court. He did everything he could to try to delay this. Wasn't going to happen. Then he said, oh, okay, you want to play like that? Wait till I go in there. I'm going to go. He literally said, I'm going to go medieval in this courtroom if this goes to trial. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, what's he gonna do? Like, just make a whole spectacle out of this? Next cut to the prosecution resting. Then they say, what about the defense? They said, no, we're good. They had nothing. They had no witnesses. They didn't offer any evidence. They just said, nah, man, fuck it. This shit's a wrap, basically. So, Mr. Pump Faker, what happened? You said you were going to go medieval over there, but we didn't get fucking Marsalis Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
Much like many of the people who were in the Trump party, he's a lot of talk and no walk. You know, it's a lot of bullshit of like spinning lies to, you know, you can only fake it for so long.
Yeah, 100%. Only for so long. And I think that's an important thing for, you know, the Department of Justice and Democrats and leadership to take note of. Like, I get that these people, you're so afraid of what they're going to do. And I get it to a certain extent. They're organized and have militias and shit like that. But this whole idea of like, just wait till it's our turn. Man, fuck that. Just do what the fuck you got to do. Because this guy is pump faking the same way. Anyway. We'll see what happens, and I'm guess he'll be pleased to be found guilty, and then we'll go from there when he screams on his live stream or whatever the fuck he does. Next up, our Commander-in-Chief, President Joe Biden, has contracted COVID-19, and they say his symptoms are mild AF, and he's on some antivirals and shit.
It must be nice to get access to those antivirals so quickly. You know, it doesn't take him an arm and a leg and calling three different people, having to do an $80 virtual visit, you know, if you live in New York.
Damn, is that what you had to do?
I didn't even get them because I was like, I have to pay $80 for a virtual visit because my general practitioner won't take me because I have COVID. They won't let you come in.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, but it's $35 to go to my GP for my copay versus $80.
They're because like, yeah, but it's you got COVID.
Specialized visit because it's virtual. I was like, fuck that. I'll just sit out the COVID, okay?
Yeah.
I'll stay in this house. I might kill my partner.
Right.
It's fine.
That's what's wild is like, that's a decision people are making too, because you're like, fucking, you're sick. You're like, is there medicine? Like, I don't know. You got $80 for me to check you out over Zoom first
and then pay for the meds. So right. I was like, $90 out the, no, I'm going to just have COVID.
Yeah. Well, and not leave. This dude even like posted a thing. He's like, I'm on the phone. I'm still doing my, I'm like, bro, sit like, the fuck down.
Don't want you to work because like your body is crippling. Like you have looked decrepit since the day you walked into office.
Yeah, we saw you fall off that bike.
Yes, like I don't need you burning, you know, the candle at both ends.
I mean, you know that was staged, just like how anybody in office would do it. Like, I know you were laid the fuck out. You're not doing shit. But anyway, get well, son.
Ooh, super producer Brian made a great point. The American ethos will not allow for sick time. Yeah, Byron, well, I know why that. You
of course
fucking promoting that?
I'm 90 years old. I got COVID. What the fuck you doing? Laying down and shit? Oh my God. Anyway, back to regularly scheduled programming. The Respect for Marriage Act is also trending because this was somehow a bipartisan sort of success.
Yeah,
this had shockingly. What 47 Republicans voted yes for the Respect for Marriage Act, which was pretty straightforward. Like it's not really expanding on much, just basically saying like, yo, same sex marriage, interracial marriage, that shit can cook and needs to be respected across the board. Nothing major, but I get in the times we're in now where
you gotta have it in.
You might
in
say
writing.
Shit's settled. It. Shit is not settled. Clearly. Mm-hmm. So this was a moment where there was a bit of bipartisan support for something, especially when the GOP is like caping for all phobias like imaginable. But there's a few different analyses. I think first is it's probably low hanging fruit. If you're like in a purpley district that you're not going to just come out and be like, no, I don't believe in interracial or same sex marriage. Like, fuck it. No. But the other thing was the simplicity of the bill where it's not long. The whole bill is like less than 4 pages or some shit like that. And the language of it says, quote, with regards to a marriage between two individuals, regardless of sex, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of race, regardless of national origin, if it is legally performed in one state, it has to be recognized for the purposes of state-based actions such as taxation in another state. Some Republicans are like, it's cool because it's not like one of these omnibus bills where I got to agree to like 9 different policies at once. Mm. And I get that. But
you know, there are plenty of Republicans who are like, this is just some like virtue signaling. I don't need to do it. So some people are like, maybe that's better. Like if you can just break bills down, like, hey, do you think motherfuckers shouldn't starve? Yes or no. But even then there's gonna be like, well, starvation is a good motivational tool.
It's like, is it their fault they're starving because they're homeless, because they couldn't find a job?
That's not on me. You know,
that's not my fault. I could find a job. I know.
That's just me. And that's just me who was born into generational wealth. And I'm the fourth of my name ever since my robber baron, great, 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 great grandfather. So anyway, small victory. We'll see what happens in the Senate. There are some Republican senators who are willing to, you know, support it. But then you have like Marco Rubio, who's like, I know gay people and they're worried about gas prices right now. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here. But nice try. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. And then I can fucking finally learn about the fuck this pink sauce shit is.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
And we're back. Pink sauce is trending fucking everywhere. Motherfuckers are tweeting about it. People are gassing it up. People are making fun of it. What the fuck is pink sauce? What am I missing?
Over my TikTok the past few days. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely crazy. I truly like kept ignoring it. And then it just kept popping up. And I was like, why is this going so viral? I don't understand. But this creator has been promoting her pink sauce. Like she... It has this crazy logo. Like clearly someone was like in Canva pasting some shit together. Mm-hmm. The videos of her.
Oh, you said in Canva. I thought you said in Canada. Okay.
No, in Canva. You know, okay. Like
industry
DIY.
Talk. Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you're making decks and shit. Yeah. You know about Canva.
Deck work.
Yeah.
But DIYing in her kitchen, the videos are wild. You're just seeing her like mix these ingredients together. No gloves, no hairnet, like no safety precautions. And she's like promoting it. She's like, it tastes like its own taste. It's its own unique flavor, but can't give you a sense of what it's like tastes like.
Right.
And people are buying it. God knows why, whether it's for the gag or because they're like, that looks delicious to me. This grossly pink looking substance. I want to put that on my wings. Absolutely. And people are getting food poisoning because it like the it's like more things keep coming out. Like if you zoom in on the ingredients list, there's like things spelt wrong. It says there's like 90,000 calories per serving. There's 444 servings in the bottle.
Well, that's like, what happens when you're making shit at home. And
yeah, it's like this not regulated. FDA regulated.
Yeah.
Why are you buying stuff from this woman's kitchen? And so it's like there's like this debate of like people are complaining about getting sick, but it's like you are buying some woman's sauce that she's mixing on the internet that looks insane. She can't describe it. No one can seem to give a good like review of what it tastes like. And there's like clearly like perishable items in this sauce, and she doesn't have preservatives. So it's like, of course you're getting sick. She's shipping this shit from, I think, Florida in this heat wave. There's milk in it. You're going to get sick.
Or like a fucking mayonnaise or whatever the fuck is in that shit.
Yeah, whatever binding. Then there's like people in like the science side of TikTok, like breaking down like what the ingredients are and like why they like wouldn't even like settle together well, like oil vinegar type of vibe.
Right.
Like why it's separating. It was just like, it's been a whirlwind. You know, I'm sorry to that woman who decided that she thought it was a good idea to sell her pink sauce on the internet, but
you getting fucking, you getting sued.
It looks gross as fuck.
I'm sorry. What the fuck, man? I just love all the tweets about it. Like someone said at Sand City Exit, I'm deep in this pink sauce business and I can't believe you children are buying sauce with no preservatives from a woman in Miami and shipping it across state lines during this record breaking weather. Y'all know we don't have free healthcare.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Like it looks nasty. Like it looks like even if it's for the joke, you can't complain that you got sick then. Look at it. Look at it. Like it's pink. I don't want to put something pink. And then I think it's pink because of the passion fruit, she said. But either way, it still seems like an unnatural shade of pink.
Yeah.
For the passion fruit ratio.
That's
and
wild.
Also, I'm like, passion fruit in a sauce? I don't know.
And if it is, I'm going to like a country where passion fruit grows everywhere. Because them motherfuckers know how to use fucking passion fruit.
Or like, maracuja. I'm like, I need a Michelin star kitchen. Yeah. Knowing what they're doing with a passion fruit.
Nah, not homegirl who's just like emptying out like old mayo bottles and throwing her own labels on it and being like, here you go. I like how somebody put Saweetie, probably the only one immune to the pink sauce from TikTok. Come on now. So don't buy pink sauce, y'all. And also, I think just a really good indicator of like how stupid we really are. Like, my first thing is like, I was raised to be weary of like food poisoning or knowing like some shit can't just be chilling in the heat, you know? And that was my first thing of like, this shit is like someone's homebrew shit. And do they know? Like, have you ever gotten mail and you're like, this package is a fucking 3,000 degrees?
Yeah.
Like, the postal carrier's like,
your porch.
Yeah, they're like, hey, man, here's that like fucking shirt you ordered. It's like a small envelope. I'm like, what the fuck? And you want to put your whole pink sauce through that? No.
Mm-mm.
Good luck, though. Mm-mm. Let's get to Louis Gohmert really quick. The dumbest dude in... Well, it's really hard to determine who's the dumbest person in Congress. But Louis Gohmert definitely has a shout. And he was... I don't know what the fuck he was debating. Because I'm not thorough enough to tell you what this out-of-context sound clip is from. But I'd imagine they're having some kind of debate about tech companies. Because he's complaining about SEO. Search engine optimization for y'all non-marketing people out there. And like that's about, you know, how you can get your name, you know, higher up, more efficiently searchable. So when people are trying to find you, they can be found. So he's going off on this thing about, he's like, yo, I was talking to my home girls and they were telling me something about a little thing called fraud with the SEO.
It's time to get rid of their immunity from liability for even fraud. You can't even sue them for fraud. I'm like, Diamond and Silk. They were telling me how they had...
Oh, your homegirl?
They had paid in order to have their name come up more often. And not only did it not come up more often, an algorithm was used to send it to the bottom. That's called fraud.
Oh, okay.
They took money from them under fraudulent circumstances. They can't even sue over that.
My man is a Slurpee right now. He is... I don't know if he's waved, as the young people say. Or maybe just really upset about his homegirls Diamond and Silk getting frauded by Facebook or whoever the fuck he's complaining about. And super producer Brian brings up a good point in the chat. He said Diamond and Silk also just not good for SEO in general has two words, water and sky. Check out my new podcast. Some good news, two pieces of good news. First up, Beyonce dropped a track list for the new album. What we're like days away, right?
Days away, next week.
Oh, shit. Was it supposed to be the 27th? Or what day?
I think the 28th on Friday. So I guess a midnight.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Are you seeing anything? I know that it dropped, but have you gleaned anything from the track list that you're like, oh,
The track list, it's looking very exciting. It seems like very energetic. There's Virgo's Groove. I'm very intrigued by that song. Shit. I cannot wait. Like,
shout out Virgos. Shout out Virgos. Plastic Off the Sofa? Come on now.
I'm like, okay, speaking to our roots.
Alien Superstar? I'm That Girl?
America Has a Problem?
Yo, what about Feek? With the IQUE. Feek. Okay? All Up in Your Mind. This ain't some Lemonade shit. I'm telling you this right now. This is like some rip the fucking walls down shit.
It's gonna be fun. And I feel like we haven't had fun in a while from Beyonce, to be honest. Because one of my girlfriends was like, thank God she's coming back. I'm tired of the church hymns. I love her, but with the praise albums.
Exactly. Not Let's take the plastic off the couch real quick.
Yeah, not that she was literally doing church albums, but like the, it was a lot of, felt like virtue signaling with like the Lion King stuff, you know.
Sure.
The album was beautiful, but it was very like whoa power.
So my thing is, okay, so the word on the street, or as they're saying, Beyonce saying, the album is like dance and country. It's like speaker box love parts. Below, like you're gonna get two discs with two flavors.
I mean, on the website, right, there was like four packages you could buy that were like surprise merch that you just didn't know which it was. So I'm assuming there's four parts to this album, and that maybe this is just like part one of four, and that like maybe each, you know, this is pure speculation, and that each one is like a little bit different music style. Because I feel like we learned on Lemonade, she was like, I can do it all, honey. You were confused. Right. Here I am doing it all. And maybe she might give us it all in different
vibes.
So and she loves a drop right now. Ivy Park, I feel like every couple months, we have a new Ivy Park drop.
Her and Jay-Z are capitalists at the end of the day. We know that. And there's no way you're not going to be like, one album? No. I'm going to make motherfuckers buy nine things. Because they will.
I'm going to.
CZ, okay? And I will flex my Texas Bama cred with a little bit of country on there too. Okay, so shout out all my Texas Bamas. Scam Likely is trending. Also, another bit of good news. The FCC won't let me be. They won't let me be on MTV. They won't let me call you with scam calls. Anyway, what they're doing is they're saying if you are a phone company, you have to stop carrying these traffic, like any robocall related to auto warranties, like the fucking one every motherfucker gets all the time. They're saying now that if you're a voice service provider, you must, quote, take all necessary steps to avoid carrying this robocall traffic or provide a report outlining how they're mitigating the traffic. I don't know. I mean, I feel like my shit just still rings off the fucking hook with nonsense calls all the time. But
I feel like it comes in phases for me. Like some months it'll be like really heavy.
And
some months it's been kind of quiet for me lately, but I did just get a scam call like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, I get at least three every morning that are labeled scam call, on top of at least two that are just numbers that show up that like they're trying to get you to pick up. Sorry, bro. If the name or the emoji doesn't come up, I don't pick that up because I don't know.
My thing is, this is nice, but I feel like I'm getting the auto warranties one I haven't gotten in so long. Mm-hmm. I feel like I couldn't even tell you what they are because I just like hang up immediately, but I have not gotten auto warranty in a while. I feel like it's been like collectors like saying like, oh, you have debts. And I was like, no, I don't. Bye.
Well, you know, let us know if you still get those scam calls. I'm sure you will, but at least they're outwardly pretending they're doing something. All right, Becca, thanks for joining me. Thank you to the listener for joining us. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow morning. We got the whole fresh new episode coming out the garbage can for you, so tune in. Until then, hey, take care of yourself. For real, take care of yourself. Not just like thinking, oh, I'm going to sit down for a little bit. Try and look at yourself and say, you're a good person. You're doing the best you can. And accept that because you are. You know what I mean? I got a lot of nice messages from people the other day when I was talking about how fucking confused and angry I was with imposter syndrome or just like comparing my lifestyle to shit. Please don't fuck, like, give yourself the peace to say, yo, the person that I am is fucking dope. And if I'm the best version of me, I'm gonna get to where I need to get to. Just hold on to that, please. And also take care of each other if you can. I know it's a hard world out there. Get that vaccine, put your fucking mask on inside. I don't think you need to hear it from us. I'm sure you're starting to see all the people who were like, yeah, I managed to get 2.5. I got it, me included. Mask up, please. Take care of yourselves, take each other, mask up, get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Don't do nothing about misogyny or any kind of fucking phobias, nothing like that, because that's not what we're about over here. Okay, until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.